Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Shelby Abbott, and I'm a mental health advocate in the community of Fort McMurray.
Okay.
I've been very big into that for quite some time now.
Okay.
That all started or took off a little bit more once I got proper diagnosis for ADHD.
Okay.
And that changed everything. It turned my life completely around.
Yeah.
So that made everything better for me. It made me able to help other people.
Right.
It makes me a better dad because I have a son who's actually 7 today.
Oh, hey, happy birthday to him.
Yep.
Okay, so let's chat about that. So how long have you, when were you diagnosed, I guess?
I was diagnosed last summer with ADHD. I was going through a lot of things where my mind wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
And it was causing a lot of issues with like depression, anxiety, and everything in between. So I decided to take my friend's advice and go to the doctor and ask them what was the best course of action.
Right.
And they did the testing for me and my work. Shout out to my work because they gave me the month off to adjust, which was clutch and everything that helped. Mm-hmm. Everything that I had gone through and to adjust to the medicine was really key for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, they diagnosed me with ADHD, gave me medication, and within 2 weeks I felt my whole life turn around.
That's amazing. Because it's one of those things, like my wife's a teacher, and so they do a bunch of like diagnosis and they run through tests and they identify this at a very young age. But like there's so many parents, when they're having the conversation, like, hey, listen, we've identified your child might have on the spectrum for whatever. And then they're like, well, if they're on the spectrum, I'm probably on it too. And it's like, yeah, you probably are. Would you like to get tested? And then most adults are just like, no. They get nervous. They get scared. They don't want to.
Yeah.
So, like, big ups to you, man, for being an adult, being like, no, man, like, I'm going through some stuff. Let's figure this out.
Yeah, it's you kind of at that point, I kind of had to figure it out because I had to advocate for myself and also take responsibility because there's a lot of people out there that don't have the ability or the strength to go through that.
Yeah.
And you really need to advocate for yourself and take responsibility for your own actions. So my actions at that point weren't where I wanted them to be. And if they're not where you want your actions to be, then you need to make that change.
That's right. That's right. Very cool. So now, when you say you're an advocate, what does that mean exactly?
It means there's a lot of people that I know that are my friends and people that I don't even really know that if I see that they're going through something, I have a lot of knowledge on different mental health illnesses and stuff like that. So I like to take my time if I have it. And the big thing is filling your own cup up first, right?
Right.
So if my cup is to a point where I can pour into someone else's, to be able to do that for people because I like to have the understanding of what they're going through because I've gone through it.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's a lot of learning because there's a lot of information on different things to do with mental health. There's a lot of information on different forms of anxiety, depression, different ways to deal with it. And it's personality based as well. Like certain people don't adhere to certain things. Certain people wouldn't. It's almost like the same thing to do with love languages, because there's 5 different ways that people can feel love, and there's 5 5 different ways that people can be accepted as well.
Yeah, very interesting. So now I see you have cards there. What are those about?
So this is something I started. I looked into it at the I think it was the end of 2022, and I started doing it at the beginning of 2023.
Okay.
So what this is a positive affirmation trajectory card.
Okay.
So You can take one for you, and then there's a bunch of other ones here that you can take and you can give out to other people as well.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So basically, it's four things that people don't hear often enough, or don't hear at all, or unable to say.
That's right.
Because there's a lot of people out there that the words "I love you" are scary to them.
Right.
So they don't. They're unable to say it, but they show it in other ways.
Yeah.
So just giving that to somebody and telling them that you love them, that you're proud of them, that they are enough.
Yeah.
And then the biggest one is the last one. You need to give yourself the credit that you deserve today.
Yeah. That's
because
cool.
A lot of people don't do that.
So you came up with this on your own, did you?
Yeah, I designed them at the end of 2022 and ended up sending the design to Vistaprint and printing them off for the beginning of 2023.
Very cool, man. Very cool. Yeah, I do something with my son every day when we drive to school. We go through what the three things you're grateful for. So like when I drop him off to school every morning, I'm blessed that I get to do that.
Yeah.
And like we pull out the driveway and I say, yo, Keegan, what are the three things you're grateful for today? And then he rattles off like whatever, you know, and then he's like, okay, Dad, your turn. And we rattle off whatever.
That's
and
awesome.
It does help. Like, and it sets the day off on that positive mm-hmm. note. And even if like you're going through some stuff, like there's still so much to be positive for. And I know even like when he's sick or something, he's just like, I'm kind of sick, I don't want to do it. I'm like, just do it. And then he's just like, ah, I feel a little bit better, you know? So that's cool, man. Good for you. That's awesome. So you just like walk around with these and just hand them out to everybody?
I wouldn't say everybody, but whenever I see like if you can kind of tell when people are having a bad day just by facial expressions and body language and stuff. So like
that's dope.
There's been instances where I go into like the grocery store and I notice that the person who is behind the counter isn't having a good day. So I'll pay for my groceries and I'll toss one on the counter and not say anything.
That's right.
And then I leave.
That's right.
So then they don't immediately see it. So once they pick it up, then they get that little bit of a brightness to their day.
Yeah.
So like.
And so this at thing, sorry for cutting you off.
That's for the Instagram that I have made for it.
Oh.
It's just, I've gotten people to tell me different positive quotes that they feel it, is good in their life that they would like to give to somebody else. So once they give it to me, then I get it made into like a digital kind of copy of it.
I can show
you. So this is the page. And then when you go through it.
Okay. Cool.
The first one is...
I'm going to follow you as soon as we're done here.
Yeah, so the first one is, you're never given a dream without the power to make it come true.
Yeah.
So that was given to me by somebody, and then, like, if people send conversations that they've had with people that are positive, just post it up on there, and then people can share
Very
their positive experiences.
Cool, man. And so you've had people, after, like, dropping this card off, people have reached out. That's
yeah, and, like,
awesome.
There's certain friends of mine that I've given them out, and they've had really good experiences with it. Like, one of my friends, who I'm not going to name just for the fact of, like, especially with this stuff, too. Even though I'm doing this right now, what I tell people that I give them the cards is, you don't say it's for me. Don't say that I'm doing it. It's
That's
not,
right.
Because it's not for recognition for me.
That's
it's
right.
It's for the positive experience that you gain getting the card.
Yeah.
So, what was I saying?
Your friend.
Oh, yeah, okay. So he has a cleaning business, and he was handing them out to people because I gave him a bunch of the first ones that I had. And when he ended up passing one out to an older woman who had just had their full house cleaned out, and he said, here you go and have a good day.
Yeah.
And when he goes to turn around, she reads it and then turns around and digs into him, hugging him, crying.
Yeah.
And he was just like, it's okay. And she's just like, no, I needed to hear this today because this house is the house that I just had with my late husband who passed away. So it's just like you never know at any point in time in your day, any point in time in your life, what someone could be going through.
Yeah.
So that could be the boost that they need to get through
the day. Yeah. No, it's just like being kind is easy. It's easy to be kind.
Yeah.
But like we don't do it enough.
Another quote that's on the page is, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
Ah, there we go. Well, on that note, we're going to throw it to an ad to somebody who's pretty nice and important. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. All right, so outside of this campaign, we got connected here because we were at Thickwood Barbershop. So how do you know Ali?
Oh, Ali's been my barber for many years now. I wouldn't be able to count. I know it's been probably at least 10.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's been my barber for that long.
And yeah.
Every time you come into the barbershop, it's always a good, positive environment. He always asks you how you're doing, what's going on about your day. It's nice to come in and feel appreciated.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, he definitely creates a vibe here. There's no doubt about that. And so, how long have you been in Fort McMurray?
Ooh, I've been in Fort McMurray for
20
years.
We can get the cake for you. Hold on. I'll pass the cake. This is my favorite part of the show when we do weird stuff like this on it. There you go. No worries, my dude. It was a birthday here, so we had some cake. All right, sorry, go on. How long have you been in town for?
20 years.
20 years.
Yeah, I moved up here with my parents 20 years ago.
Okay. And so, did you go to high school when you moved here?
Yep.
What high school?
I went to Thickwood Heights, and then when I got to high school, it was Westwood.
Westwood. Oh, we got a Westwood, Tanner. We ask all the kids, or the people, when they were kids, what high school they went to. We have a competition. He went to Comp, I went to Merck. So, yeah. Westwood. Okay. And so, when you came here, what was that transition like for you? Because you were in junior high at the time, it sounds like. So
yeah, it was different.
Yeah.
Because I'd never known anything but Newfoundland from first 11, 12 years of my life.
That's right.
So it was definitely different. Come here and just a different dynamic. Like, didn't know anybody here.
That's right.
So it was a little bit difficult to get used to.
Yeah.
And especially, like, when you get to that age, that's when, like, the little bit more of, I would say, bullying and everything starts happening.
Yeah, no doubt.
And especially coming here with a thick Newfie accent.
Well, I was just going to say, like, what part of Newfoundland are you from?
Born in Cornerbrook and raised on Twillingate Island.
Tanner's shaking his head and he's like, Elliot's going to go on a rampage here. Cornerbrook, I believe, is the most beautiful part of Canada.
It's very, very nice. And I would, like, I'm from there, but I would still argue that the Grosmorne St. John's area is very nice, too.
I've been to Newfoundland so many times. Everybody on the show is sick of hearing this. Like, but Cornerbrook to me, I remember the first time I went there, I was just like, my Lord, this is beautiful. Like, it's so picturesque there.
Yeah, this definitely does. Especially when you go, like, out by the water and there's all those big boats and the sawmill and everything.
Yeah, and you get down in the fall for the leaf changes and it's like rolling hills everywhere. It's so green, the water. It's like, I've been blessed that I've got to do a lot of traveling across the country and globally. And it's one of my favorite places to go just, like, look at. Okay. So that's where you came from. So, like, yeah, you don't got an accent, bro.
No, I've been here for a long time.
You worked, like, on that. That was work.
A lot of people say that it's work. A lot of people say whatever about it.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm pretty much a very adaptive person. And I was also brought up to a point where when I was doing reading in the library when I was, like, 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
In certain parts of Newfoundland, there's different accents, there's different things.
Yeah, yeah.
So in the part that I was in, they drop and add H's where they're not supposed to go.
That's right.
So the librarian was reading a book and said house, but they said ouse.
Ouse, oh yeah.
So I'm 4 years old and I raised my hand to correct the librarian.
Yeah.
And my mother was sitting in the background with her head probably like this, oh my God, my four-year-old just corrected an adult.
I'm not going to drop the name on who did this, but I used to work with a lady, and she was telling me all about her daughter for years. And her daughter was Hillary. And so, like, fast forward 2 years in, her daughter comes in. I'm like, oh, hi, Hillary. She's just like, Mom. And I'm just like, what did I say? She's like, my name is Hillary. And, like, I looked at my coworker. I'm like, you can't even pronounce your daughter's name right? Like, it's a thing, but
it's,
like,
a problem.
It's anyways, that's my funny story about H's in the East Coast. But yeah, no, like, I would have thought you would have told me you were from St. John's based on, like, the low grade accent, just because, like, a lot of people from St. John's, like, they have that towny accent, which is very, like, not noticeable.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, you're from the Cornerbrook area. There's some thick accents down there.
That's not even, like, there's the Cornerbrook area, and then Twillingate's got the heavy with the drop in H's. And then a lot of my family is from another spot that Newfies will know, the Crossing. Stephenville.
Yeah, Stephenville, yeah.
The Zingers.
The thickest accent I've ever heard is from a place called Conch.
Conch.
Conch, Newfoundland. Like, I don't know where it is, but I've met a few people there that when they talk, I literally have to, like, look and stare at them to be like, okay, this is more than just language we're doing here. Like, I got to read all of the body language. I have to be, like, totally in on it. So what do you do here in Fort Mac?
I work for a company. It's CN Worldwide, but it's International Bulk Services here.
Okay.
So I've been working out there for just over 5 years now.
Wow, good for you, man. Yeah. And so what kind of industry is that?
I do a little bit of everything because just like I like to progress and be more, I guess, useful.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to be stuck doing one thing all the time. So I started off laboring.
Yeah.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
Nice.
I'm also a certified train conductor.
Okay.
And currently in my last shift, I got a little bit more training to be in the locomotive. So I've been running the train as well.
Dude, cool. Well, listen, Tanner just hit me with the flash. That means we're out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
What am I doing?
You got a shameless shout out or plug, man. Anything you want. You
can shameless
shout out or plug. So, yeah.
Big shout out to everyone in this community that is a big advocate for mental health. Anyone that's helped anybody out and done the right thing countless times. And big shout out to my son today. Happy birthday, buddy, and I'll see you very soon. And shout out to all my friends and family who have been supportive of me and everything that I've been doing. Everyone is supposed to go through life with a village. You're not supposed to do it by yourself.
Love it. Very nice. Well, on that note, thank you Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. Really do appreciate you guys for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, and Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.